If you've paid much attention to the Michigan state government in recent years, you may have become increasingly cynical about our elected leaders' ability to behave rationally or even keep their word. In fact, if you aren't cynical, you probably haven't been paying attention. Consider that in recent years, our lawmakers enacted a new business tax structure and immediately screwed it up. They broke their promise and killed the Michigan Promise Scholarships. The governor has repeatedly announced programs and made promises that are never heard of again. She did, however, intervene in the budget process last year to kill the Michigan State Fair. What stands out most, however, is that our legislature has been failing to perform even its most basic function, which is passing a balanced budget. Year after year, they've gone right up to the September 30th deadline and sometimes passed it before managing to pass a last-minute budget that was usually balanced only on paper. This year, that wasn't supposed to happen. They declared they'd have the budget done by June 30th. That was followed by promises to balance the budget in July and then August and then by Labor Day. But if there's anything our politicians like better than dithering, it's taking vacations. Well, now it's mid-September, 2 weeks from the legal deadline, and of course there is no budget yet. Latest indications are that there won't be one till next week or maybe even later, and given their track record, I wouldn't rule out a shutdown yet. Now, this might make some sense if our well-paid lawmakers had done this year what they really needed to do, which is tackle a major structural reform of the state's financial processes. It's clear what's really wrong here. The state no longer takes in as much as it needs to spend. We've got nearly a million fewer people working and paying taxes than 10 years ago. There's no great mystery about what has to be done. The governor and the legislature need to determine what our priorities are and figure out the best and fairest way to get the money needed to pay for them. This may involve painful spending cuts, tax increases, or most likely, both. It may involve changing the way we are taxed. Maddie Maroon, the Ambassador Bridge billionaire, pays the same tax rate as the unwed mother at my dry cleaners. Is that fair? Everybody agrees a better educated workforce is our only hope for a better future. But last year, our lawmakers severely cut aid to education, and this year, they used money earmarked for education for other things. And for the past 8 years, they've been avoiding any long-term, real fix to the problem. Senate Majority Mike Bishop admitted this Monday. Next year, when the state legislature takes up the budget, they're going to be faced with a huge financial cliff. He's right about that. The stimulus money will be gone, and the lawmakers will be staring at billion-dollar deficits with no easy way out. And that's in large part because Mr. Bishop, a Republican, and his Democratic counterparts didn't do their jobs. They didn't make the hard decisions necessary to come up with a process better serving the state's citizens. Next year, we'll all begin paying the painful price.